Hello and welcome to this experience.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Before we start, it's important you know there may be some triggering content. We will be sharing some difficult things that have happened to us and know this may have happened to some of you too. And as much as we want you to understand how we feel and listen to what we have to say, we also want you to feel like you have an exit strategy if needed.
So if you need to stop at any point, you are welcome to leave the room. Ask someone from the team to show you where the safe space or multi-faith rooms are. Alternatively, feel free to switch the lever on your headphones to move channels into a calm soundscape without words.
We'll be here for about 25 minutes.
Now please spread out and find a space anywhere you like in the room, standing or sitting. Are you ready? All right, let's begin.
Please close your eyes if you're comfortable to do so. Otherwise, just look down at the floor in front of you. Can you feel the floor beneath you?
Where are your hands? What do they feel like?
Can you feel your belly move in and out when you breathe?
Want to do some breathing with me for a minute? All right, here we go. I want you to imagine you've got a little empty balloon just under your belly button. You're going to take a slow, steady breath in, filling up the balloon. And now hold for 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And release. Again, breathe down into your belly and fill up the balloon. Hold for 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Release. Again, breathing in. Hold for 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Exhale. That's it. Keep going in your own timing. Breathing in and breathing out. Alright. Well done.
Feeling relaxed?
You can slowly open your eyes now.
Take a look around.
Do you feel safe right now?
Can you see somewhere in the room that you'd feel more safe?
try moving towards it. Go and be in that space.
Go on, off you go.
How's that? Better?
Actually, I'm sorry, I don't think you can be there right now.
Please find somewhere else. That's it, off you go.
Is it this one? Happy?
No. Sorry, no, this isn't right either. You can't be here.
Go over there. Yeah, there.
Wherever you think there is.
Yep, you'll have to go there now, please. No, not there. Somewhere else, please.
Faster, please. Not there.
Not there.
Keep moving.
Don't stop.
You're fine.
No, not there.
Keep moving.
It's fine.
You're fine.
Somewhere else, please.
No, you can't be there.
Keep moving.
Keep moving.
Don't stop.
Keep moving.
You're fine.
Don't stop.
No, you're fine.
Keep
no, not there.
It's fine. You're fine. Keep moving.
It's fine. Somewhere
you're fine.
Somewhere else, please.
No, you can't be there.
No, you can't be there.
Keep moving.
No, you can't be there.
Don't stop.
Keep moving.
Don't stop.
Keep moving.
Don't stop.
You're fine.
Keep moving.
No, not there.
You're fine. You're fine.
Keep moving.
It's fine.
You're fine.
Somewhere else, please.
No, you can't be there.
Don't stop.
Okay, you can stop now.
That was a lot, wasn't it? Chaos, not knowing where to go. It's hard to feel safe when everything has been so violent, neglectful, yet controlling all at the same time.
Bad stuff happened to me, and now it's hard to find the safe spaces. Because there are so many more unsafe spaces than safe ones. I get anxious when I move to new places.
Find it hard to meet new people.
No sense of belonging.
Does that make sense? I wonder how many of you it makes sense to.
Look around.
I know you're listening to me, but remember, other people are also listening to me. You can smile at them if you like.
I didn't have any friends at the centre, and I sat away from everyone at lunchtime.
I don't fit the norm.
I didn't have the freedom to be who I wanted to be. This is me.
This is me.
This is me.
You can't see me. It feels like you can only see an outline, only make out a small portion.
I feel broken.
An outcast with no friends.
Alone.
Lonely. Not wanted.
This is our story. In our words, this is the world of ACES.
I was disowned by my father, who didn't want contact with either me or my brother unless we were mentally well again.
I was dragged across the floor by my hair and made to sleep outside. Social services, the police and doctors all knew me and my sister were being abused, but nothing was ever done about it.
My brother is having suicidal thoughts. He talks to me because he doesn't trust my mum. This puts a lot of pressure on me.
The teachers refused to change my name on the register.
When she got a knife, her psychotic episodes were really scary.
They didn't take me seriously. They didn't care.
They didn't listen.
Nowhere was safe when I was a child.
I struggle with negative thoughts.
I came out, my mother didn't accept it.
People still misgender me.
I deserve pain.
I am made to behave in a certain way.
I'm unworthy of things.
I am ashamed of what happened to me.
I wasn't believed. This is not a house. This is not a home. This is hell.
This is me. It's my emotions, my opinions, and my perspective.
It's my life.
I won't give up.
Don't give up.
How are you doing? Are you still with us?
See who else is here. Look at someone you don't know who's on the other side of the room from you. Now imagine trying to tell them something personal about you.
Now look at someone else in the room. Who you don't know. Imagine walking up to them right now and actually saying the words, "Please help me." It's really hard.
Then imagine that you have to go to another person.
"Please help me."
Then another person, and another.
Trauma.
Trauma.
Trauma relived.
What I went through was really ugly.
I reached out, but nothing was done.
It's a shame people only start believing you when you've hit rock bottom and are close to dying.
You just want people to believe you from the start, rather than reaching a point when you feel so damaged.
You are nothing. No one notices you.
A cycle of repeated invalidation.
Ask me if I'm okay. Check in. Don't wait for things to get really bad.
I want to get out. I'm trapped.
Please help me get out.
Wrap your arms around yourself. Squeeze a bit. Apply pressure, but in a supportive way.
That's it. Keep hugging.
The worst thing about mental health is that you are seemingly required to have a breakdown in order for people to understand how hard you are trying to hold yourself together.
So hold yourself together.
Eventually, they believe you. But by that time, unfortunately, you have caused a lot of harm to yourself.
Okay, you can let go now. But don't give up. We've got to do this together.
Right, let's make a den. I'm serious. I'm going to give you all 60 seconds to move the objects in the space to make a really good den. You've got to work together. Ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay, time's up. Stop there. Not bad.
Okay, why don't we all lie down and relax, if you're comfortable with that.
That's it. You can use the den if you like. Look up. See there? That's a UFO, visiting our world. Whoa!
I hope they help us. They need to help us.
Every day I look up and wish someone would take me away. I want everything to go away.
What does it look like up there for you?
I had big, joyful, beautiful, angelic and colourful wings to cope and escape. My 7 aces hacked them to bits, made them dull, grey, small and weak, turning them into stumps. I hope they grow back with love, kind people, people with angel wings, who can love you if you are broken. When I look in the mirror now, I see shiny, smooth and luminescent wings. I am better and I can escape.
Drawing brings me comfort. It's a distraction and something which helps me through a difficult time in my childhood when nowhere felt safe.
So I made a footprint, and on the footprint each of the toes had a flag. I had an India flag, I had a Kenya flag, Uganda, Tanzania, because that's where my like grandparents' parents are from. And then I also had England flag, and I made the footprint as like identity. So I had loads of different words written on it, and then different parts of like the foot of where you are from, like me, as where all of that came from. You don't have to speak to anyone, and you can put things down in a way that works for you. It might be drawings, and no one can tell you you're wrong. That is what your perception and your point of view was, and no one can say that, well, that's not what happened. That's how you felt, that's how it happened for you, and that's all that needs to kind of go with it. No one's telling you you're right and wrong. Resources are kind of hard to come by, so having, being able to know that you've got a way of helping is help in itself. That, you know, if you're upset, you don't have to wait for someone, a counsellor, to be calling you back. You know, you've got that outlet.
Writing the songs offered me a safe space for me to be vulnerable and raw. It encouraged me to express my thoughts and emotions through doing something productive and healthy rather than something self-harm related.
How's it going?
You can get up now. It's time to move on.
Do you see that bin?
There are lots of scrunched up pieces of paper in there.
Little notes. Go and pick a note from the bin.
It's one of us telling you something. That's it. Take it in turns. You can read it.
We want you to. Keep it with you all day.
It's very important you keep it.
Excuse me. Hi. Do you see that red bag? That's my emergency bag. If you were the closest person to the bag, can you pick it up for me, please? Maybe your new friends will give you a nod of encouragement to let you know it's okay. Go on, it will really help. That's it. Now can you take the bag and put it by the exit? Please help me get out. Thank you. It seems so possible for you to listen to what we are saying and then take action based on that. Thank you.
We do know what we're talking about. We know us best.
Have you seen the bear yet? Sitting in the seat. That bear's mine. She's seen what I've been through in a way no one else can. She's seen many phases of my life. A witness that can't actually help you or back you up.
I want the next ones to have a better life than this one. With a family that care.
A lot of people I have to tell my story to don't understand. They don't listen or don't take it seriously.
When we tell you something's not working, listen.
These are just some of our stories, in our words, in our world of ACES.
How do you feel about what we've shared? I wonder what your view is.
We want you to think about who we are and what we've said when you go through this day talking about us. Now look where that teddy bear is sat and scan those empty seats that you will soon be sitting in.
Those seats look empty, but soon they will be full, and it's important that we're in those seats with you. So make a little room for us.
Now, today.
And in all the future seats you'll sit in to make decisions about what happens next. Thank you for listening.
Please keep listening.